Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I am your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we will be exploring metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspects. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to episode 11. And today we are talking about, in today's episode, I'll be sharing my personal experience and understanding the concept of past lives and karma. If you're open to this concept, you can really transform your current experience of life. So let's get curious and expand. So we are exploring the topic of past lives and karma, a myth or reality. I will start with this. If you would have asked me on January 9, 2023, Alia, what do you think about past lives? This is the answer you would have gotten. Well, I have heard of them. Some people believe they exist. Do I believe in it? No, not really. Have I studied it? No. That used to be the topic. I will come across, since I do study metaphysics, and you can't really study metaphysics in without delving into these two topics. And when I will come to past lives, it was just like, I'll just take a right or left instead of going right into. And what was it that was holding me back? I grew up in Muslim faith. I studied Islam myself. I'm not just one of those Muslims who were just born Muslim. I was so curious. I actually studied it. I wanted to know why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. Where do the ruling come from? Why am I praying five times? I wanted to know all the details. So I did actually study it with an institute. And then I went on to studying other religions as well. I'm not a person who questions Islam, but I have studied a lot of other religions as well. So I do look at everything from an expanded place. And in Islam, there's no concept of past lives. There is a concept of past life in very apparently in Buddhism and Hinduism. I believe in Taoism there is as well. Everything has its own consciousness, and that's why Taoists are very gentle with all life forms. They are not big at killing even insects. But in Islam, there's like, you know, you're a soul, you come here, you die, you go to heaven or hell. And I wanted to stick to that. I didn't want it to question it. I didn't want it to explore beyond it. And those were my fears that were holding me back. But comes December of 2022, and in one of the meditation, I had this very clear feeling, understanding, or knowing it's time to study past lives, which really meant my soul was trying to tell me, Alia, you have expanded enough that you can move through this fear that you are going to become like, you know, you're going to step out of the lines of Islam, which, you know, is something I hear a lot from other people on a regular basis. So I was just dealing with my own fear. Is it that what will happen? Will I be studying something that is against the religion? But at the same time, it was time for me to explore it. So comes January 2023, I was having a conversation with a friend who does teach about past lives. She guides people through past life sessions. And she said, you know, a good place to start would be Dr. West's book, Many Lives, Many Masters. And I think I learned about it around January 20. So she said, you know, it's a very fascinating book. You would actually really enjoy it. So in first week of February, I started listening to that book. And I would say within first 15 minutes, I was hooked. Here's why I was hooked. So I'm not sure if all of you know, I come from a very heavy science background. For 10 years, I was a cytogenetic technologist. What it really means, I know how to read chromosomes, how to be able to tell if there's a chromosomal abnormality, how a normal chromosome look and how an abnormal chromosome would look, down to the band level. And my background is in biology, studying all about physical aspects or physiological aspects. So for me, if you want to really teach me something, science is the language. That is how I learned energy healing. That's why a lot of people who I run into, Muslims or, some Christian friends as well, who think that energy healing is magic or you're stepping outside of the boundaries of, of the religion. But I learned it from a medical doctor. My very first teacher is a medical doctor, and he taught it to me in terminology of science. Put anything in terminology of science, I will get it. So, what the book Many Lives, Many Master is about, if you have not checked it out, highly recommend it, check it out. So, it is a story of a psychiatrist, medical doctor, who is helping a client heal anxiety and all kind of fears through hypnosis. And during hypnosis, she starts slipping into her past lives. And once the whole story unfolds, he has to make a decision. Do I want to throw away my career as a scientist and talk about this very weird, different concept that is not accepted by my peers, or do I want to just stay quiet? And of course, he made the hard choice. He made the choice of, coming out, sharing it with people that has helped so many people really connect with all the depth that we have, all the different aspects of our own existence. So he made the choice. I was able to read the book and I was like, okay, I get it. I get it that my unconscious mind is infinite and it is one with all the experiences that soul has had. And I also understand, now I understand that seat of the soul is also our unconscious mind, not the part of unconscious mind that gets reprogrammed, that gets programmed and that develops ego, that develops our internal paradigm. There is also an aspect of the unconscious mind that is one with the soul, that knows what's happening next, what has happened before, and what is happening right now. Everything exists at the same time. So it made sense to me. And I did do one experimental past life meditation myself. I went somewhere and then I was falling asleep. And that was in June of last year. And I got up and I was like, you know what, Alia, you need somebody else's help. If you really want to study it, if you really want to explore it, it's time to do it with someone else. This self-study is kind of over. So I did book a session with one of my friend, and I did have my first session. I remember the dates as if it's like, it was my birthday that day. So it was August 15. And it was such a profound experience. Of course, it requires us to be so open-minded and be in a place where there's no doubt, where I already know that what I'm going into or what I'm about to learn, yes, it's going to challenge what I already know. But I want to challenge myself. I want to challenge my intellect, but I am not going against my creator. Like that was the internal state that helped me move through that fear. And it was about, I believe, hour and a half session, and it was such a profound session that One thing that I took away from it, for the very first time, I could feel the entirety of my soul to a level that I have never felt before. I felt that powerful being that lives through me. I felt it. And maybe I was able to feel it so deeply because I work with energy and I see energy and I feel energy. That is a sense that I have worked on developing, which anyone can if you're interested in it. And that moment was just so powerful that I didn't even want it to come back. I didn't want it to open my eyes. And once I did open my eyes, and my friend is looking at me and she's like, how are you feeling? And I was just like, just want to stay there forever. What is it where I want to stay there forever? It just got me even more curious. And that started a very interesting, I would say, line of events in my life. I had no idea that going through this experience, I'm just going to pierce through whatever leftover fears are. And I had no idea who I'll become in 1.5 months of that. And I would tell you, about 1.5 months after that, this podcast started. This podcast not just started, it was launched. It was out in the world. And I think just putting this podcast out, me embracing that I am Muslim, that I do work with love, I study all that I studied. It gave me the strength to be who I truly am and not hide any parts of me. But another wonderful thing happened. June of last year, I have also started studying Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism, and is way more than that. It is truly study of the universe. It's study of the spiritual laws, and it's study of the ancient wisdom that exists in every single religion. I have not studied anything in there so far in terms of concepts that I have not studied in Islam. So there is that thread, or I have not studied in when I was studying Christianity mysticism. There I don't see the differences, the ones that we fight over, but that is not this episode is about. And just you know, studying Kabbalah, by second or third class, we do get introduced to the past life concept, but it goes many miles deep than what I had experienced so far. But in the following month, I did have a chance to experience two more past life sessions, because one of the retreat that I was on, it, that is where we ended up. There were two more past life sessions. So it's like, you know, as soon as I got into the topic, it just got deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Now I'm exploring and I'm learning about my soul on such a expansive level. It did require me moving through that fear that I don't want to study this topic, and then jumping in it and understanding it. Now, why am I sharing it? Why am I even doing a podcast over it? There's so many people out there who learn the concept of past lives or karma, or maybe the way they are introduced to it, they become the victim of it. It's like, you know, I was horrible in my past life. That's why I'm suffering now. I have done really bad stuff in the past, and that's why I'm suffering now. That is the unhealthy use of this concept. Then there are those people who completely shut off the idea, because they're just like, I don't even want to go. Don't even tell me about it. No, this is too much for me. I can't even take it. But then their life doesn't make sense to them. It's almost like, you know, if let's say there's a plate in your hand, it's a glass plate, and it fell and it broke into many pieces. Now you want to put the pieces together, and you're not willing to look under the furniture in the room. Let's say you're in a room that has a lot of furniture. You're like, I see this piece in front of me. I'm just going to create the whole plate from this piece, but I don't want to look anywhere underneath the sofa or the bed or the chair or the table. I'm just going to complete the plate from this piece that is right in front of me. Is that possible? No, it's not. But then at the same time, there are people who don't even want to understand their soul path, the entirety of their soul. So if that is you, this is not the topic for you. This is the topic for those curious souls who are in the physical body and they just want to know more. They want to understand their path. There's something about life that doesn't make sense to them and they want to understand. So I'll talk to only those people. So there's two categories so far. One who are like, it's too much for me. I'm not gonna study it. I'll try to figure out my path some other way. And those who take it and they become victim of it. Now, everything is doom and gloom because in my past life, I have learned I was this, I was that. The reason this knowledge exists, so it can serve you. Every knowledge in this universe exists so it can serve you. And also remember, every knowledge that exists in this universe, it exists because your creator has created that knowledge. All knowledge come from our creator. No human has created knowledge. The tree of knowledge comes from our creator. We receive the knowledge based on what our questions are, what is our desire, and where we are supposed to go. Our question, our desire is always tied to where we are supposed to go. If at some point I got interested in the topic of past lives, that means where I'm headed, it's time for me to study this knowledge. And who's guiding it? It is being guided by the creator. So if you are standing at this topic and you're afraid, as I was afraid about 13, 14 months ago, walk through the fear. See what we'll find on the other side. Get curious. Nothing bad is going to happen. Like in all the things that I have studied so far, and you know, sometime I have really gone to the edge, and sometime I go a little few steps over the edge too. One thing that has really guided me is that the force that created me will always be by my side. So why am I afraid of studying something so different that maybe people who come from same religion or background don't study? That is my mindset that have helped me go past. So now that was like, you know, the starting spiel. So let's get into what is truly past lives are. Now, this is for those souls who are ready, who are curious, and they are ready to go deep. So I'm going to go deep with you guys. When a soul is, I mean, all souls were created at the same time. When creator created us, and I'm not going to get into the details of creation because that is, I would say, like, you know, that is for a really real serious student. If you are interested in it, I will just say you will find that knowledge. That knowledge will find you. But let's start with souls have been created. And now at one point, we were part of the creator and now we are not. Now we are separate from the creator. So all that soul wants, its journey is to get back to that path where it can be one with the creator. It can elevate to a point where it can get to that level of completion. Because separation means that there's something we need to resolve within us. And now we get many, 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 many chances to do that. And it's not that we are just resolving it within us. We are contributing it. We are sharing it. Now, human mind thinks, we are trained to think this way, that there has to be something broken for you to fix it. That's not the case of soul. Soul is infinite energy that is here to grow and share, grow and share, grow and share. Think of a tree. What it does, it grows every year and it shares the fruit. It grows every year and it shares the fruit. It doesn't stop growing. It doesn't stop sharing. I know that is, we can't really equate the soul to the tree because one is physical, the other one is non-physical. But I hope that example helps you understand. Now, that soul has existed for a very long time. The soul can do certain work of growing and sharing only when it's in a physical body. So that's why being in a physical body right there and then is a privilege. If you have not been exposed to the concept that just because you're here, you're worthy, that's where that concept comes from. Being in a physical body in itself is a privilege. That means it is now it's your go time. Have you ever been to a carnival I'll talk about theme parks, whether it's Disney or whatever, and then you're standing in the line. It's a very fun ride and you're in a very long line. And finally, it's your turn to experience the thrill and fun for 4 minutes or maybe 5 seconds, but it's your turn. That excitement, that is what being in this body means. It's your time to be here. Just being in this body is a privilege, and you have been in many bodies before. Many, 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 many bodies before. That's why there is another concept that we are taught. Don't attach to your body. So when we start to learn detachment, that concept comes from don't attach to your body. Attach to your soul. Listen to your soul. Your body has its own consciousness. It's going to try to pull you down. It is going to say, I am tired. I am lazy. I am fearful. In that moment, connect with your soul's energy. Connect with your soul in that moment. And another aspect of that concept is when we are in this body, you know, we get so hung up on what color I am, what size I am. Am I big? Am I small? Am I a man or a woman? Soul has no gender. Soul can come in a female body. Soul can come in a male body. So whatever attachment we feel towards our body, so when you do study spiritual text or, you know, some book, the concept that they are sharing with you, because, you know, soul came in this body and soul chooses the body that it needs to do the work that it needs. My soul chose a body that grew up in Pakistan, like that was born in Pakistan, was born Muslim. So the work that I am here to do, it needed to be of that faith first. And then at the same time, that little girl had so many questions. And that was also the girl who's at some point is going to move to the Western side of the world, like right across on the other side of the world, and is going to have chance to learn so much more. What I've been able to learn staying in this part of the world, I would have not have access to staying in Pakistan. So the soul chose that very specific body to come into that is going to walk that path. And here I am. I can stop because I'm afraid of rejection, of people not accepting me, or people saying you're too way out there, or the stuff you study is not, you know, aligned to who you claim yourself to be, or whatever, right? Or I can keep going. I can say, you know, I'm loyal to my soul. So take the same concept for yourself. Your soul has come here to do something very specific, and it chose the very specific body. It chose the very specific circumstances. Everything that has happened in your life up until now has been serving you. But at the same time, no, don't attach to the story. Your soul has lived many stories in the past as well. So now that is one layer of it. And the second layer of it, if you're ready to get even more confused, once we leave Earth, there's no concept of time. There's no past, present, or future. And I know it's very hard for our brain to grasp that concept. So once you leave the planet Earth and you are in that space, that our infinite space that our creator has created, all past lives are happening at the same time. For those of you who are stuck with like, you know, I was horrible in my past life and, you know, I have done these things and that's why I'm suffering right now. Everything is happening at the same time. Because I have seen people, I have seen teachers abusing this concept, manipulating people's mind. I have seen people who get so hung up on past lives and the word karma that it paralyzes them. My intention is to free you and put back that free will in your hand where it belongs so you can exercise it and you can create magic in the next moment. So if every lifetime, every past lifetime is happening at the same time, I can create shift in this moment. So karma exists only in this moment. If in this moment I choose to stay present, be connected with my soul, and move forward from the infinite potential of my soul, my next moment is going to look very different. In terms of karma, karma is just like, you know, the energy that I put out comes back to me. So if right now I'm putting out love, that next moment love is coming back to me. And in terms of past lives, that if let's say, you know, I was stealing and, you know, doing all kind of wrong things in my past life, and if right now I choose to share, that gets corrected at the same time too. So I hope I have not lost you guys too much for those of you who are interested in going deeper. But it really boils down to your life, your existence exists in this moment. So do everything possible, possibly that you can do in terms of learning, in terms of managing, in terms of being, that you can be present in this moment, because that is where the gist of your existence is, because that is where God is. God is present in this moment. If you stay present in this moment, you get to experience company of your creator. That's why people who have learned to be in this moment, they say it's a very different kind of sweetness. And I can tell you in the past 6 months, what I've been learning, I've been experiencing that sweetness and it literally feels sweet in your mouth. It does for me. Everybody feels energy differently. Sometimes I can taste, sometimes I can smell, sometimes I can just feel. It does feel sweet in your mouth. Your taste bud can feel the sweetness. That is the benefit of doing all the work to and having the understanding to be in the present moment. One of the very big benefit of understanding your past life is to create that detachment with the drama and trauma that is going on in your life. What takes you out of your present moment? Oh my God, this happened yesterday. This happened 10 years ago. What will happen 10 years from today? That is drama and trauma. It takes you out of this present moment. It robs you of the opportunity to be right here in the now. And when you're not in the now, you're not connected with the life force. You cannot feel the connection. You would be alive, you'll be existing on this planet, but you're not benefiting from what is flowing to you in every single moment. So let's say now, Let's entertain. I have had many past lives, and through a past life regression, you can really go back into your unconscious mind and you can experience things. Maybe you'll be in a different body. Maybe you'll be in a different situation. Maybe you'll be with different similar people. And it really challenges the story that you're so stuck with. This person did horrible things to me. How could this person do this to me? And then you have a past life regression and you're like, well, I had done bad stuff to them too. I had done this thing to this person, or they were very kind to me in that experience. You get to see such opposite sometime or such similarity sometime that it scrambles the conditioning that happens being in this physical world. So then you open your eyes, you're like, you know what? I'm going to stop taking my life so seriously. I'm too attached to the drama and trauma that is happening in my life. Now, you're walking into your life feeling so light. You're being present. That is one of the biggest benefits you get from exploring past lives and exploring the concept of karma this way, that it exists in the present moment. Everything in the universe is happening all at the same time. The time that we are so attached to, the time that we never have, the time that we are running out of, only exists in this dimension. And we are multidimensional being. Right now I'm studying about 10 dimensions, and it is very deep study. And sometimes when I go through one class, I learn only one line. If I can understand one line, I'm like, okay, I understood something. Why it is so hard for us to grasp those concepts? Because we try to learn most of the things with our brain, with our mind. But this study is beyond mind. So it does take time for us to develop the skill to be able to go outside of our mind. And again, it's not for everybody. Maybe not all of us are supposed to understand it in this lifetime. But it is for me. It is for some people, some curious souls who are going to be attracted to this podcast that I'm recording here. So the way understanding your past life, it really transform your current experience of life is, it makes things lighter. You stop taking things so seriously. You start to even challenge the concept of time. You start to understand karma in a way, it's not that I did something bad and now God is punishing me. No, this is my soul going through its own cycle, and it has to go through it. And God is right here, aiding me, helping me, providing me resources. I just need to be present in this moment and having that conversation, that two-way conversation with my creator. Everything in this universe is here to help me. No one is against me. Everyone is on my team. And I can change my destiny by being present with it. But if I don't understand where I'm coming from, where my soul is headed, then I just stay in this very, like, then I'm staring at that one piece that's on the floor right in front of me, and I'm trying to complete the whole plate. And then I feel victim of the world. How many people do you know, or maybe you yourself? I used to be there one time where I felt like everything is happening to me. Why did I get laid off? Why did things go bad in my marriage? Why that person is being so nasty with me? Why nobody wants to be friends with me? That used to be my story for the longest time. Why nobody wants to be friends with me? Why can't I get a good job? Why this? Why that? But when you understand the whole picture of your very own existence, then you take a deep breath and you're like, wow, what a privilege. What a privilege I get to live this experience. you will wake up every morning being excited. I got one more day for my soul to be in this body. What are we going to create today? See, that is the kind of excitement I started waking up with. I knew this concept long, long, long time ago. This concept was introduced to me when I was a little kid that, you know, God puts your soul back in. So when you wake up in the morning, there's a special prayer. You thank God for giving you another day, another life. That concept didn't really get God embodied. I will say that is the word. Till I understand this past life experience, till I had the past life experience regression, and I'm studying it right now, further and further, and I started to live from this place. Oh my God, my soul has existed for eons and eons, and today I get to be in body one more time. So then that one day becomes so much more important than that one day. It doesn't matter how much my brain is afraid of, how much my body doesn't feel like moving. Serving my soul becomes the priority. That is how my leadership, I would say, leading myself and leading my clients, or just showing up as the leader that I chose to be, I'm here to be, is getting better and better and better. But I am understanding from this point of view that it exists in the now. Every single of my past life is happening right now. All of my soul's experiences are happening right now. Karma exists right now. Now, you can consider it's a myth. It comes from other religion. It doesn't belong to your religion. Or you can just say, could it be real? Could it be real? How can this knowledge transform my current experience? How can I walk through my limitations and my fears using this knowledge? So I will leave you all for that to explore for yourself. But I really wanted to share my experience for those curious souls like me out there. I know you guys are out there who want to learn it, don't know where to start. And they're like, should I? Should I not? Why should I even bother? I would highly suggest start with the book called Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Wes. And let yourself be curious. So that is all for this week. I will connect with you all next week, sending you all so much love. And may 2024 be the year when you open yourself up to, when you say yes to all that already belongs to your soul. Sending you so much love. Bye.